The council chamber at Peoria City Hall was wall-to-wall with people. The population stretched out into the fourth-floor rotunda and down to the main floor. The show of support comes in response to accusations against Chief Settings Guard. They include decisions he made in a 3 to 5 year old personnel matter, questions about the tactical unit hotel stakeout related to a former council member, and a Freedom of Information Act request for the release of the names of the people in the city's first Don't Shoot call-in meeting. The Peoria Police Command staff was present for the show of support, as well as many rank-and-file officers. Settings Guard's family was present, as was the Peoria County Sheriff and State's Attorney. Police Union Vice President Kevin Slavens addressed the council in a special comment period. Slavens says Settings Guard has an outstanding career record.
Chief Settings Guard has been a champion of Peoria's commitment to community policing. He has implemented the nuisance abatement program, just recently the resident officer program, again constantly focusing on the importance of neighborhood community policing. Some of these programs and ideas have been recognized and emulated nationally by several other police departments across this country.
But just after Slavens and Union President Troy Skaggs spoke, 2nd District Peoria City Councilman Chuck Graeb sought clarification.
Did I hear one of you say that you were speaking on behalf of the Executive Board of the Peoria Police Benevolent Local 27? Did I hear that from either of you?
Graeb, I'm the Union Vice President. Troy is the Union President. We
are here. You speaking with the authorization of the Executive Board of Peoria Police
Councilman
Benevolent
Graeb.
Local 27? Just answer the question
President,
that's asked.
Yes.
Graeb's questioning seemed to raise the ire of some in the audience, retired Air National Guard Brigadier General Frank Rizak.
It's come to my attention that somebody on this council has been calling leadership people in the Peoria Police Department and threatening to have their jobs. That is bullcrap. It is against the discipline that you should have.
At least one person in the public comment period said the chief should be dismissed. Nevertheless, the comment period related to the chief wrapped up fairly quickly. The majority of the people lining the room in his support departed, and the council meeting proceeded. But the call to adjourn the meeting into executive session featured an exchange rarely seen on the council floor. Councilman Graeb requested the body return from executive session to take formal action, or at least to hold open the option to inform the public on their course of action. It wound up with an exchange between Graeb and Mayor Jim Artis. Graeb says the mayor committed a so-called hit and run.
I don't care how the council votes. They can choose not to come back out. That's fine, because it's a council vote. But you've made some pretty strong assertions here about my going around the city manager, and then you make some comments about the media. And then we had some folks here stating they were from the Benevolent, but they were not representing the Executive Board of the Peoria Police Benevolent Local Number 27. I want to get at the facts, sir.
So noted. And the evidence of a hit and run is what I've been seeing in the paper for the last 3 months.
Be specific.
The council voted to adjourn and not return after their executive session. Council members Graeb and Jim Montelongo voted to come back into open session after the closed door meeting. And emerging from a 3-hour executive session that included a stint with Chief Settings Guard, Peoria City Manager Patrick Urich spoke to reporters.
The council has strong support. I think a strong majority of the council still has strong support for the police chief, as do I. They have some other operational issues that they want us to report back on and to verify and to close the loop on. And we'll do that over the next couple of weeks.
Urich says he's confident the chief will continue on in his position. For his part, Chief Settings Guard says he was shocked by the support that turned out for him in the meeting, and he appreciates it. I'm Tanya Coates.